Welcome to Basic Gospel. Today's broadcast is the first for this program on your station, and we will be here every day, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern, to provide scriptural answers to your questions and bring the basic gospel into your life. It's relevant, it's personal, and it's essential. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and this is where the basic gospel intersects with your daily life. Hear it, believe it, live it. We invite your phone calls now at 1-800-677-9377. Again, that's toll-free in the U.S. and in Canada. 1-800-677-9377. Call now. Now, here's Bob Christopher.
Well, Bob, this is exciting.
It is.
This is so exciting to be on the air in New York City, Louisville, Kentucky, Washington, D.C. with Basic Gospel. And I want to welcome all of our listeners to this, the first broadcast of Basic Gospel. This is a live call-in program, and as you mentioned, this is where the Basic Gospel intersects with your daily life. This is a program that is grace-oriented and biblically uncompromised. We invite you to call with your questions. It may be a situation you are struggling with or a biblical passage you are confused about. But let's explore together how the Basic Gospel applies. I'm going to warn you, though, you may hear things on this program you may have never heard before, and you may actually get your toes stepped on, but I encourage you to hang in there with us, and you will see that the good news is better than you ever imagined. Yeah. We are simply talking about the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's why we've called this program Basic Gospel, and it's the good news that the angel announced to the shepherds. Do not be afraid, he said. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This is the good news that saves, as Paul explained in 1 Corinthians 15. Now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. So every day, count on hearing the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ practically applied to daily living. Basic Gospel, it's the truth that is of first importance to you. We invite you to hear it, believe it, live it.
Again, this is Basic Gospel, and the phones are wide open. We'd love to hear from you right now. Toll-free, 1-800-677-9377, a toll-free call wherever you hear the broadcast. Again, 1-800-677-9377. Well, Bob, we're here to answer questions, and we had a question from Philip. And his question is, I've heard that Adam was created in God's image, but we today cannot claim that people are created in God's image because of the fall. How do you explain the verse in James 3:9? Thanks in advance for your answer.
Well, Bob, that is really a pivotal question because it really gets right to the heart and soul of Basic Gospel. Why did Jesus come? He came to give us life. And the reason he came to give us life is because we were dead in sin. When Adam and Eve chose to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, chose to disobey God, what they really chose was death. And that's exactly what God said to them. The day that you eat of this fruit, you will surely die. Well, they ate. They didn't die physically, but they died spiritually. And so they passed on sin and death to all of mankind. And so in Genesis 5, where it says that Adam and Eve gave birth to Seth, and Seth was in their image, that's how all of us come into this world, in the image of Adam and Eve.
Yes.
Adam and Eve were created in the image of God, and that's what James is trying to say in his letter, that that's how God created man, to be in his image. But sin marred that image. It subjected us into darkness. Well, what is the gospel message? God sending Jesus Christ because of his great love for us, so that we who are dead spiritually could be made alive. Mm-hmm. That is the gospel message. So many times we simply hear the gospel message as Jesus Christ died for our sins. And we leave it right there. Well, yes, he died for our sins. That's exactly what Paul said. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. But that is not all of the gospel. He was buried and he was raised back to life. And the reason he was raised back to life is so that you and I could be raised to walk in the newness of life. Right. That is the gospel message. And if we just stop at the cross, then we have stopped with the fullness of the gospel. We have short-circuited the gospel message in our life. So Jesus Christ came to restore the image that we lost, and that image is expressed in life, the very life of Jesus Christ.
Yes, indeed. Well, thanks to Philip for the inaugural question on this first broadcast of Basic Gospel. Thank you for joining us, everybody. The phone lines are open at 1-800-677-9377. So if you have a question or something you'd like to discuss, why, give us a call, 1-800-677-9377.
Well, let's go to Brooklyn, New York, and talk to Jenny listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening, and welcome to the broadcast.
Well, thank you so much. Yes, my question is, situation, is that if someone, how much like fellowship or acquaintance or something like that, that you should have with like an unbeliever, say if you exercise with them regularly, you know, and sometime if you talk or try to put in things that's going on like in the news or in life, you know, to God, and they make the statement that, well, you know, they don't want to hear anything about the Bible. Why you have to relate things to the Bible? You know, I know there are scriptures saying that we shouldn't have fellowship or something like unbelievers.
Well, Jenny, I think that's specifically talking about, you know, within the marriage context, that we should choose partners that are like-minded of the faith. But as far as friends out there in the world, how else are we going to share the good news of Jesus Christ if we don't develop relationships with them? So I think it's very important for us to develop relationships with folks who do not know the Lord and to engage in conversation about the Lord Jesus Christ. There are certain things that they think about Jesus, they think about Christianity, that aren't true. And in relationships, we have an opportunity to really bust those myths and to explain truth to them and show them that Jesus really does love them, that Jesus does have a plan for their life, and that that plan is through faith in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. So don't be afraid to have relationships with those who are lost. That's God using you to be a light in their world of darkness. And that's what God wants to use you to do, to be a light in their world of darkness. So, okay, Jenny, go ahead.
And one quick question, which is quite different, concerning habits, like habits of smoking as opposed to a Christian or somebody, say, who there is a believer.
Well, Jenny, that's just a bad habit. Smoking is just a bad habit. It doesn't prevent you from having a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, whether you smoke or don't smoke, the love of God has been demonstrated to you in the person of Christ Jesus. Jesus took away your sins through his shed blood on the cross. He was raised so that you could have life everlasting. And when you believe that gospel message, you're saved, you're identified as a child of God, and if you have the habit of smoking, you're just a child of God that smokes. And so you have to look at that and say, well, you know, what do I want to do with that? And, well, I think you come to the point and say, smoking isn't good for me. It's a health issue. And so as a child of God, I want this body of mine to be healthy, so I'm going to do some things to change that bad habit. So, Jenny, have you ever come to know Christ personally as your Lord and Savior?
Yes, I would say so, yes.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, Jenny, then you're a child of God. That's your identity. And the Bible says that nothing will separate you from the love of God. Absolutely nothing. And guess what? That would include smoking. So if you smoke, that doesn't separate you from the love of God. That doesn't change who you are in God's sight. You are a child of the living King. And with that, you can look at smoking more objectively and see it as a health issue. And I think be able to take some steps to change that bad habit.
Okay.
Okay, Jenny? Well, let me put you on hold. We have a gift for you that we want to give you. It's called the Basic Gospel Journey. So let me put you on hold, and we'll send that to you. We sure appreciate the call today. You're the first on the new broadcast, so we're excited about that. So hold on, Jenny. We'll send you a free gift.
Absolutely. And Bob, for our listeners, we encourage you also to go to basicgospel.net, and you can request the Basic Gospel Journey as well. We'd love to get a copy into your hands absolutely free, our gift to you from Basic Gospel.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go back to Brooklyn and talk to John listening to us on WMCA. Hi, John.
Hey, how are you?
Doing wonderful. Nice to hear from you.
Oh, yeah. Why not? We're talking about Jesus. What's the best thing to do, right? Talk about the Lord.
That's exactly right.
Amen. I have a question about the Word of God. A lot of preachers and teachers I heard talking about that Jesus is the living word and Rhema is the written word. Then I heard he's the spoken word. Can you kind of like make that a little bit simple, more focus? Which one is right?
Well, that's a good question there, John. As far as the Word, when John in his gospel writes, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That word is logos, and it means the intellect of God, the wisdom of God that is being poured out on mankind. Well, Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God. Jesus Christ is that living Word. Rhema is something that simply means a thing said or an utterance. It's a word that signifies the action of utterance. So a lot of times it could just be the word being expressed through us as giftings of the Holy Spirit. So that's how I see the distinction between the two. So logos, the word, that's in reference to Jesus Christ himself. That is the word made flesh. That's what the apostles beheld. That's what they made known to you and me. Rhema would be a little bit different than that.
So I would say Jesus is the living word of God. He's the seed of God. Am I right then?
That's exactly right.
Right. So now Rhema, would I say that Rhema is the written word and spoken word of God?
Rhema is the spoken word, yes. It's an utterance. That's what that means. It's different than Jesus Christ himself. It's a verse or portion of scripture that the Holy Spirit brings to our attention with application to a current situation or need for direction. So it's kind of wisdom for daily living. As we go into the Word of God, we read what the Word of God has to say, and we see how the Lord Jesus wants us to apply it in a particular situation. That's the distinction.
Well, John,
you're more than welcome. Let me put you on hold. We'll send you a free gift, okay?
Thank you. God bless.
Hey, thanks for being a part of today's broadcast. You hold the line.
Yes, indeed. And we have plenty of open lines and time remaining on the clock. We'll hear from you at 1-800-677-9377. Again, 1-800-677-9377. This is Basic Gospel, and we encourage you to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Basic Gospel RDO.
Yes, indeed. We want to get as many followers on Twitter as possible. We have great conversations that go back and forth on Twitter, sharing just interesting insights. So follow us on Twitter at Basic Gospel RDO. Like us on Facebook. Join the conversation there. And we certainly have a gift for you. Since you're new to our broadcast, go to basicgospel.net. Just click the free gift button and fill out all the information, and we'll send this Basic Gospel Journey to you. Well, let's go to Manassas, Virginia, and talk to Malcolm and Debbie. Hi, Malcolm and Debbie.
Hey, greetings from North Virginia.
Good to hear from you.
It's great to hear from you guys.
Yeah, Yeah, we are just absolutely ecstatic to hear that you've got another bandwidth up here in this area, getting the basic gospel out, death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and keep on getting the word out to break the bondage of the people that live in darkness.
Well, Malcolm, we appreciate that encouragement. I think today is your guys' anniversary. Is that correct?
It was yesterday.
Yesterday. We'll celebrate it today. And appreciate you joining the broadcast and appreciate the wonderful encouragement. You know, I hope in time that as callers call in with their questions, they'll start out their question, the basic gospel, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And I want to know how that applies to this marriage situation, or I want to know how that spells itself out in this verse. We want that to become so ingrained in people's hearts and their minds that they just automatically know that the basic gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So,
sure is. It's you know, it's part of that new covenant, good news. You know, everything starting fresh. You know, a new will. It's absolutely fantastic news to be able to hear. You know?
Yes, it is. It's just the best news. I don't think there's anything better in life than knowing and experiencing the love of Christ, and that's what the basic gospel does. It connects people to the love of Jesus Christ, and when you're connected there, life is so different. It just changes. I mean, just a radical change. So,
it's like you're living a brand new life. You have no idea, you know, how you got here. It's mind-boggling, and you're swimming in the love of God. It's fantastic.
Yes, indeed.
And coming to when you're living with somebody for all these years, and you have the love of God pouring out in your life, and you have something to share, and it's just you can't get any better than that.
That's exactly right. Well, Malcolm, we sure appreciate you joining the broadcast today. Thanks for the encouragement. Help spread the word there in the D.C. area, okay?
And hide the devil for us.
All right.
Yes, definitely.
God bless.
Will.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, let's go to Manhattan, New York, and talk to Samuel. Hi, Samuel.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Samuel. God bless.
And you as well. Thanks for calling.
Yes. Can you explain to me 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33 all the way to 35?
We will certainly give it a shot, okay? This is a passage about, I'm in the wrong chapter. It's a passage about women speaking in the church, for God is not a God of disorder, but of peace. That's the context of that particular passage. God is not a God of disorder, but of peace. So what does that tell you right off the bat, Samuel, about what was happening there in the Corinthian church? There was a lot of disorder and chaos going on. So as in all the congregations of the saints, women should remain silent in the churches. They are not allowed to speak, but must be in submission, as the law says. If they want to inquire about something, they should ask their own husbands at home, for it is disgraceful for a woman to speak in the church. What was happening back in those days is that, you know, men and women were separated. The women would get together. There was talk, and all of that would just, you know, evolve into chaos and disorder, and it caused great confusion within the assembly of believers. So they simply said to bring order back into these assemblies, this is the step that needs to be made. So it was specific to what was happening there in Corinth. If in a church today there was disorder and chaos, this particular passage could be brought to bear as far as application to help bring a congregation that is in chaos back to order. That is the big deal. It's not about whether women should remain silent or not. That's what we've made it. It's about disorder within the assembly. That's the point that Paul is trying to make.
Okay. In First Timothy chapter 2:11, it says, when a woman learns when a woman is learning, she should be quiet. She should follow the lead.
Again, in that particular situation, you have to get back to kind of the historical context. The women were trying to dominate, to domineer, to control the thinking and the belief system within the church. And Paul said, I'm not going to allow you to have that type of authority to try to move the church away from basic gospel. So he says he wants them to learn in quietness and submission. Again, all of these things are for the protection of the body of Christ. And when we see that, I think these things fall into place. Well, Samuel, okay. We sure appreciate your call. Let me put you on hold. We'll send you a free gift, The Basic Gospel Journey. Thanks for being a part of this initial broadcast of Basic Gospel. Well, let's go back to New York and talk to Samuel. Hi, Samuel.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. Well, good to hear from you.
Nice to hear from you. Thanks for being a part of today's broadcast.
Yeah, I was listening to the previous program, and then when you came on the air and started mentioning the basic gospel, I said, wow, I never heard that before. But I thank God that you're on the air, because we really need, Christians really need to understand the gospel more in their lives in order to spread it. That's what was given to us.
Well, you're absolutely right, Samuel. I think that is the problem of the church today. We do not understand the basic gospel. And when I say basic, I'm not talking about elementary things. I'm talking about the things that are of most importance, the essentials. That's what basic really conveys in this particular context. And it's death, burial, and resurrection. And it gets down to what Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 2, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Our salvation is by grace through faith, and that salvation is this, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. So what is the basic gospel? It is Christ becoming one of us, taking away the cause of death through his death, being raised back to life so that we could be made alive together with Christ. And what we hope and desire through this program is that basic gospel is heard, that people will respond and will be saved, will come to life in Jesus Christ. And once you're alive in Jesus Christ, then change can occur. You can actually start growing and seeing transformation take place. But that's what basic gospel is all about. And Samuel, we sure appreciate your call, your encouragement. Let me put you on hold and we'll send you a free gift as well. And call anytime, my friend, okay? You hang on. Well, let's quickly go to Brooklyn, New York, and let's talk with Euleth. Hi, Euleth.
Hi, how are you?
Doing fine. How are you?
I am blessed.
Excellent. We'll make it short and sweet.
Time's running out.
Okay, I was listening to your previous, you were talking to this lady, and you told her that if you smoke, it's okay to smoke because you're still a child of God.
Well, I said it's a health issue, and when you understand you're a child of God, then you're going to be able to look at that and say, I do not want to put this smoke in my body, because Jesus Christ has purchased this body, and this body is for him and for his use alone. And so I think we can make those decisions once we know who we are. Well, Euleth, we're out of time. Let me put you on hold. We'll send you a free gift.
And friends, at Basic Gospel, we have a new resource to aid your spiritual growth and understanding of the basic gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a CD by Bob Christopher called The Basic Gospel Journey, and it's our gift to you during the month of June. Simply go online to basicgospel.net and click the link of the homepage. It's our opportunity to say thank you for joining us on this basic gospel journey. Again, the website is basicgospel.net. Click a gift for you, the Basic Gospel Journey link, for your free CD, and we'll get one on its way to you immediately. A reminder as well that this program will be heard every weekday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and we invite you to call with Bible questions or concerns. We're here to help, and we want to hear from you. So join us tomorrow at the same time for Basic Gospel.